tonight, 6 o'clock from Madison Square Garden. It's game one, Knicks and Sixers. And it's going to be a hell of a series. This is setting up for a series, a classic long series. It's got everything you want, right? It's got New York. It's got Philadelphia. It's got big time stars. It's got a superstar in Embiid for the Sixers, but a superstar that's been injured. He's hit or miss whether he can play or not, whether he's going to be 100%. How healthy is he going to be? And you got Brunson, who's the out of nowhere star. I wouldn't call him a superstar yet, but he's the out of nowhere star who came up in the last two seasons and has really just carried the Knicks team. He's been the point guard that the Knicks have desperately needed for 20 years. He's averaged over 30 points a game. Towards the end of the season, he was averaging close to 40 points a game. You got big electric buildings with Madison Square Garden and everything that comes with that. You got the trash talk coming from Philadelphia. They're saying that the Knicks fans in the front row, celebrity row, they don't care about the game. They said that this is the team we wanted. So you got that going. It's got all the makings of a classic playoff series in any sport, right? Because Philadelphia, New York is a great rivalry. We hate the Phillies. We hate the Eagles. They hate us. We hate the Sixers. And now that the trash talk is going by the Sixers, listen, there's bulletin board material. It's going to be fun. And it all starts tonight. Now, as far as the basketball aspect of this goes, listen, this is not an easy matchup for the Knicks. The Knicks are underdogs, I believe, in the series. I looked yesterday. They were underdogs, slight underdogs, but underdogs in the series. And that's basically because of Embiid. Embiid is back. He's played brilliantly in the couple games, in the little while that he has come back. And he's the difference for the Sixers. They are completely two different teams. They're 31-8 with Embiid in the lineup. 31-8. That's why the Knicks are the two seed, and they're slight underdogs in the series, because 31-8, that's crazy. But now the Knicks, obviously they're missing Randle. And since Randle's gone down, Brunson's just been unbelievable. Brunson has more than picked up the slack. The question is, can he do this in the playoffs? Tom Thibodeau teams classically are known to run out of gas when they get here because they go full bore every night. Brunson's played 77 games. He missed a couple games with those two little injuries. That's it. There's no load management. Other teams do load management. So the gripe against Thibodeau in the past has been that his teams run out of gas when they hit this point. Because he's had good teams. He's had big teams, and he's had good teams, and they've all faltered in the playoffs. Let's see what the Knicks do. Now, this isn't a championship team. I'm not saying the Knicks could. I don't think they can win a championship. But I think they can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think if they could get past the Sixers here, that they will have an easier second-round matchup. Because there's a good chance Milwaukee loses. So they could have an easier second-round matchup to get to the Conference Finals, where they will probably face Boston. But it starts tonight, 6 o'clock. Listen, it's about the health. It's about the health of Embiid, and it's just two different series, whether he is healthy and plays every game or whether he is not healthy and maybe misses a game. Because if he goes down, the Sixers don't stand a chance against the Knicks. Okay? They're just, like I said, two different teams. They are an 8 seed without Embiid, maybe even a non-playoff team. But with him in the lineup, they're right up there with the Knicks. And that's the difference that he makes. I mean, he could do everything. He could hit, you know, dagger threes. He could take it to the hoop. He plays defense. He rebounds the ball. He's a superstar. Now, the Knicks, they don't have that superstar, but they have Brunson, who is going to give you his 30, 35 points. And I think what it's going to come down to, though, because you know Brunson's going to get his points, if Embiid is there and he's somewhat healthy, he's going to do his thing, too. It's going to be the role players that are going to decide this series. It's people like Josh Hart, Hartenstein, Dante DiVincenzo. He's got to hit threes. DiVincenzo, now listen, when he gets hot, he's a classic three-point shooter. When he gets hot, he's red hot and he can't miss. But there are times where he has to get, you know, he has to put up the ball a ton just to get to his points. When you're talking about Josh Hart, listen, he's going to have to be the energy for this team. He's going to have to play defense. He's going to have to be big blocks. He's going to have to, when they run out, the Knicks are going to have to run. He's going to have to get big baskets, go for the conventional three-point plays. That's going to be important. Brunson's going to do his thing. You know that. It's now at the point where you know Brunson is going to score 30 points. You know he's going to do his thing. And other teams know that too. It's how the role players play and how they play. Can the Knicks get one on the road? Can they steal one on the road? Do they go and play bad? The Knicks have been fantastic at the Garden. And I expect that to continue because it's just a different place. If you've never been to the Garden for a playoff game, whether it be Knicks or Rangers, get out there. Because it's an experience. Because it is, the place rocks. And you find out why it's called the Mecca when you're there for the playoffs. It's just a different atmosphere. It's a different animal. Just like the play on the floor is a different animal, right? The game usually slows down a bit in the playoffs. Teams like to play more half court. They don't like to run as much. But the Knicks, I think they can run. Knicks are going to have to score points in a lot of points. Because the Sixers put up points. So if the Knicks get a chance, you know, if they run out, if Hart's running, he's got to go to the hoop. Don't pull it back. Don't set up your offense. Take it to the hoop and get 2 points, maybe 3 points, maybe a conventional 3-point play. And like I said, DiVincenzo's 3 points, 3-point percentage is going to be huge in this series. As far as OG goes for the Knicks, he's their X factor when it comes to injury. Now, he's been good since he's been back. He has only been back about a week and a half, though, right? So he's still kind of working his way into it. He's played very well. But again, it ramps up now in the playoffs. It ramps up to a different level, and it's constantly at that level. So we're going to have to see how the Knicks react, and it's going to be fun to see how they do. I think this is, like I said, a classic series. I think it's a long series. I think it goes 6 or 7 games. My prediction is going to be Knicks in 6, but I mean, it could very easily go 7, and when you get to the 7 game, it could very easily go either way. The Knicks could win this series. The Knicks could lose this series. I think it's that kind of, almost like a pick'em series. But, you know, it's going to be fun, and it's always fun at the Garden, and the Knicks fans are starving to win a couple playoff rounds, and they would love nothing more than to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and just have a puncher's chance at the Celtics. You know, they probably won't win. They probably won't be favorites, but hey, you got to get there, right? And then anything can happen. So it all starts today, 6 p.m., Knicks and Sixers. Game 1, I'm taking the Knicks in 6. It's going to be fun, everybody. Don't miss it. Knicks-Sixers, game 1, tip off at 6 o'clock. Enjoy it, everybody.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to let everyone know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our website at LockedUpSports.net. Remember, you can also find us on your favorite social media site, on Twitter at LockedUpSports, on the gram at Locked_Up_Sports. Join our Facebook group, Locked Up Sports, or on TikTok at Locked Up Sports Show. Now you can catch all the latest from Locked Up Sports anytime. Thanks for listening.